welcome to the Wildlife Garden Podcast with me, Ellie.
And me, Ben.
Gosh, I feel like it's months and months since I put out a post saying that we were back and Happy New Year. We have a bit of an update, don't we, Ben?
We do.
We have both split up as a partnership. And we're recording this from different places. But we also want people to know that we are absolutely going to be back with the podcast because we both miss it so much. However, it's likely to be in the summer. Ben, do you want to tell them what your big plans are?
I am walking for 1,400 miles from the very tip of Scotland, John O'Groats, to the bottom southwest of England at Land's End. So that's going to take me about 3 months.
Yeah, just a short stroll, you know, clear your mind. It's going to be such an incredible adventure. You're going to be seeing spring in full flow.
Yes, I will be walking from, I start on the 2nd of April. Yeah, I'll walk through spring as it happens, more or less. And there should be some nice botany on the way. I'm going through the Tees Valley, which we've talked about on the podcast before, which is home to all these like really rare native plants left over from the Ice Age.
Oh, so, Potentilla.
Yeah, I might see some of those. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see. I'm really jealous of this. Absolutely. But I think it's such a good thing that you're doing.
It looks like there's nothing on the map. So it's not like grand vistas, but I'll be looking at my shoes, basically, looking at the low ground plants.
And
low
worrying, ground? And worrying about your blisters.
Yeah, well, my feet will have already fallen off by then. I've already done about 600 miles.
Didn't you say that in Scotland you're going to be doing about 300 miles of bog or moorland or something?
Yeah, because the first 3 weeks, it's called the end-to-end trail. So some people walk down the A9, but that
awful.
Seems a bit miserable. Yeah, so you can do this other route called the end-to-end trail. And yeah, basically the first 3 weeks are diagonally across the highlands where there's more or less no paths. It's just bog. I do go through a plant life nature reserve.
Oh,
which
brilliant.
Is exciting. Well, it's basically one of their peatland nature reserves.
Oh my God, that also
so
sounds
I might
amazing.
See sundews and all the sort of stuff like that up there, which I'd be really excited about.
Well, I can't quite rival that for distance and time, but I do have my own little nature adventure planned in that I'm going to France for a couple of weeks. And one of our fans, podcast listener Nick and his partner Heidi, run this amazing holiday place in Limousin countryside. And I'm going to be staying there. I cannot wait. Nick has been sending me daily videos of all the wildlife that I'm going to see. And just as a bit of background, so they bought this watermill and they've transformed it into a B&B, but it also has holiday gîtes, which is like holiday homes sort of attached to the site. And they've got 20 acres of rewilded landscape. They're in the process of rewilding. Nick said that he uses our podcast to inspire what they're actually doing in their wildlife garden. So I feel really, truly honoured knowing that that's the case. And the videos that he's been sending me has just been phenomenal. So I've had bullfinches, I've had spiny toads, I've had water voles, I've had drinker moth caterpillars, and just you name it. They've got it there. I'm a bit worried that I'm not going to want to come back. I'm only going to be there for a few nights. But yeah, I think it's well worth any nature lover to check out this place. And we'll put a link to the site in the show notes for you all. So you could maybe even think about taking a little holiday yourself there.
Yeah, and he sent some birdsong, which we're going to end this podcast with. Okay, so back to the podcast. Now you know what's been happening with us. Oh, actually, I should say, if you do want to keep up to date with what Ellie's been up to, you can still check out the business website, which is ellieswellies.com and Ellie's Wellies on Facebook. And Ellie has still been writing for Plant Life. So if you are a member of Plant Life and you get their magazine, then you can still read her writing in the next couple of editions.
And if you're not a member of Plant Life, then please consider joining because it's such a great charity. I'm actually in the process of writing the article for the June edition right now, and it's going to be juicy because I'm talking all about soil. So, yeah, do check it out for sure. And also, thank you so much to everyone that's been in touch over the last few months asking where we are, because it means that we know that you're listening. If you haven't been in touch, then we always love hearing from you. And I always do try and reply to everyone eventually. So hang on in there if you're waiting on a response from me. But I just wanted you all to know that we really appreciate knowing that it's well received and that it's useful. And also, big thank you to everyone that has donated. We've actually stopped the ongoing donations because lots of you had started to subscribe purely on the basis that we're not currently putting out podcasts, but just wanted to say a big thank you to everyone that already had donated.
Right, so before we go, just a few shout outs, and Ellie, you can do the big one, to the Wildlife Garden Project and their new wildlife gardening directory.
Yes, well, I can't quite rival Chris Packham, who has also recently plugged this very excitingly. But the Wildlife Garden Project, which is run by Laura Turner, our good friend, has done something that we've wanted to do for a very long time, and that is to make a wildlife garden directory. So if you are looking in your wherever you are in the country for someone to come and garden in your garden, you want them to do good things for wildlife, then you can actively search for wildlife gardeners in this directory. And it is so valuable. And if you want to use this, then head over to wildlifegardendirectory.org.uk. And like I say, it means you can actually search for people who know what they're doing in trying to benefit wildlife in your garden. And likewise, if you're a wildlife gardener and you want to register, then head on over to the site, because there's a button you can click and you can register your company on there so that other people can find you.
Yes, and I know a lot of our listeners are professional gardeners, wildlife gardeners, and I've had a look on the map of the directory and a lot of you are missing, you know, people I know who are out there. So yeah, if you're listening to this now, don't hesitate, get on there. And as Ellie said, it's something that we've had the idea of doing for ages and ages and ages, and then Laura just went and did it, so she's done a much better job than we could ever have done. Really good website, you just put in a postcode and it gives you the nearest people to you. So yeah, well done, Laura, and get yourself on that directory if you can.
Right, I think that's enough waffling from us. I think it's time to say farewell to Ben and wish him a very good luck on his massive ramble along the length of the whole country. And also to leave you with the beautiful dawn chorus of Le Moulin de Ponsol in France.